26. Thank you very much, Adam. What does the Gemara, why does the Gemara have to say, according to Rebuta's Moda, Lama Gemara Tzrich Lememesh Rebuta Moda Besser Yavish Yu Pasul? Why does the Gemara need to say this? How you doing, Yehuda? Good to see you. Take, this is 9 and this is 8. We're up to 26. Why does the Gemara need to say that Rebuta's Moda Besser Yavish Yu Pasul? Okay? That's where we're up to, number 26. Oh, I'm sorry, that was 20. 26, I apologize. What's the reason the Maskan of the Rebuta holds Ogden Bimina? Okay? So the Gemara had a Havamina because it was because of what? Because of Hadar. Remember, if you tie around the Lulav, it has to be because of what? It has to be because of Hadar. The Gemara backed out of that, remember, and said that what? You tell me the Rebuta doesn't require Hadar? Remember the Gemara said that? The Gemara asked the Kasha, "Hello, boy, Hadar?" Because Rava's whole Chiddush is that Esrog requires Hadar, but Lulav doesn't require Hadar. What do you mean Lulav doesn't require Hadar? Rebbe Yehuda says, "Ein ognes Lulav al bimino." Why do you have to tie up the Lulav with its mint? Because it has to be beautiful. So you see Rebbe Yehuda also holds that what? Lulav requires Hadar. That was the Gemara's Kasha. So what's Gemara's Maskana? Lo. And the Gemara says, please get it down, a whole new theory. The reason why you must tie up your lulav with its min is because of a new din called Baal Tosef. Because of a new halacha called Baal Tosef. Since Reb Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged, the stadium is very big for arba minim. If you bring in another min, you're going to get nailed with Baal Tosef. It's chameshis minim. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, we allow you to tie your lulav with something that's made from its min, like even the sieve. Even the string that grows around the palm tree, it's part of the lulav, it's mutter. Even the shell of the dekel, which is all part of the lulav, is fine. No problem if it's all part of the lulav, but when you start bringing something in that's new, that's a new min, you're over Baal Tosef. So get that. That's why I stressed maskana. I didn't underline it. I should have underlined it. The havamin was because lulav needed hadar. The maskana is not because of lulav needs hadar, but because of what? Baal Tosef. A new theory. That's 26. 27. What did Tosef say in your maskal lo matzah legabi esrog pasul? Please get it. There are three stages in this Tosis. The Brisa, in this din, there are three dinim in that Brisa, very interestingly. And the second din of the Brisa, first din said you're not allowed to add to the four minim or subtract. Second din said, if you have no esrog, don't bring a quince, don't bring a pomegranate, don't bring something else, right? Three things it said. So Tosis had three what? Tosis had three madregas. What were the three madregas of Tosis? Let's get them. The three levels of Tosef. Tosef said, number one, it's in his humble opinion, Tosef says, that if you don't have an esrog kosher, if you have an esrog pasul, no problem. It's the only thing you have to say a bracha with it. Why? Because it said parish or remote. But an esrog pasul, if you can't find esrog kosher, say a bracha on it. It can be nulta without a bracha. That's the first stage. Then Tosef slugs it up. What does Tosef slug it up? He says, Yesh L'Chosa. We said, fill in the blank, Yehuda. Don't just say, Yesh L'Chosa. How do you slug it up? So he said, why a rimon, a quince, and a pomegranate? At least they're sholem. At least they're sholem, Lamaisa. Right? So the reason why it said rimon oparish is because an esrog that's pasul doesn't mean you can nautil it. It's a chiddush. I would think, oh, this is a beautiful parish, a beautiful quince. Or a beautiful, has anyone seen a quince recently? Did anyone go to the supermarket to see the quince to understand it? Lambaisa, but a quince and a pomegranate are complete. So I would have a havamina. That's good. Kamashma is bad. But an esrog pasul for sure is bad. An esrog pasul for sure is bad. Here you are, Tzvi. So therefore, an esrog pasul for sure is bad. This is 9, and you finish up 8. Okay, we're up to number what? So in other words, that's a yesh l'chosa. You could say, here, you have it? You're not nolta without a bracha. You're not nolta with a bracha. You're not nolta with a bracha. We give the shir devoted to Rafu Shlem of your grandfather. The name? Achaver?
Shlomo
Michal ben Sora. Achaver Shlomo Michal ben Sora. She have Rafu Shlem of Behiris Bezat Hashem. So you hear what I'm saying? So the second level is no. Don't take it with a bracha. Don't take it with a bracha at all. The only reason why it said don't take the Rima quiz is because I would think those are better. And then there's a third stage. What's the third stage, Adam? Avayesh l'daktek, he says, no, I think I'm right. Just like you could take a lulav pasul when it's what? According to the Rabbanan Adam Beis, b'shas adchak. So he says, the Chum said, Rebbe Yehuda, ain't a shas adchak raya. So you see, shas adchak l'maisa, you can be notal a lulav, even with the lulav ayavish. Even with the lulav ayavish, halach l'maisa. Okay? Just like the what? You can note the b'shas adchak raya. Shasatak is not a raya, but what do you do, Shasatak? You can be nautilin, and you can be nautilin with a bracha. Okay? So those are three stages. First stage, he says you can be nautilin with a bracha. Second stage, he said forget about it. Third stage, he goes back to saying you can be nautilin, a lulav, a esrog puzzle with a bracha, halacha lamaisa. Those are the three stages. Yehuda, you got it? That answers number what? Number 27, 28. What's the machlokes rishonim on the concept of being mosif the minim? What do you mean mosif minim? Adding on minim and your lulav and esrog. Let's get it. The Rambam writes an amazing shita, guys. Rambam pirik lulav pirik zayin halacha zayin says halacha lamaisa. You're not allowed to add on to an esrog. Please get this down, Svi. You're not allowed to add on to a lulav. One esrog, one lulav. But when it comes to adasim, says the Rama gazunter, hey, you can add out as many as you want. Noi mitzvah. It makes the mitzvah beautiful, decorative. However, esrog, lulav, and aravos, you cannot add on to. Interesting sheet to the Rambam. They ask on the Rambam, what should hadas be different than the other minim? In fact, the son of the Rambam, the Chuvis Pirkas Avram, says the Rambam retracted. And Lamaisa, he wanted to claim that the Rambam holds you can add anything on you want. But Lamaisa, that's not the standard pshat, Lamaisa. Okay, but that's what I want you to get from the Rambam. The son of the Rambam said the Rambam was a mistake in the Rambam. You should fix it. And the Rambam holds it doesn't possible when you add on to any of them. But what we have in the Arach HaZak is what we have. And that is you're only allowed to add on to the Adasim. Not Esrog, not Luluv, and not Aravis. Comes along the Rajba. The Rajbin, the Chuvis, Chelik Aleph, Simen Tov Samaches, Simen Tov Kuf Lamedei, says, if you take more than one Esrog or one Lulav, or a Ravos, you're over Baal Tosef. He says the same thing as the Rambam. You can add as many Hadassim as you want, because it's Lanoi. Anything Lanoi is Mutter. Comes along the Miri, he says, come on. If you can add on Hadassim, Yonatan, you can also be able to add on a Ravos as well. That's what the Miri says. He says, come on, it's the same thing. Adding on a Ravis is Lanoi too. Anything that's Lanoi is not an Isra Baal Taisif. Because it's Batal El Iker. The Tuffel is the Tuffel, the Iker is the Iker. Decorative is a Tuffel. Anything you add on is what is considered to be out. Decorative is not Baal Taisif. If it's not considered to be decorative, then it's a problem. Comes along the Ritva. Comes along the Ritva, we said. Please get it. And he says, you know, my opinion, you can add as much as you want. Those minim that you're able to add on, namely Aravos and Adasim, Aravos and Adasim, Dr. Dreisiger, unbelievable, the Torah, you should all be like Dr. Dreisiger, the Torah, the burning of the Torah, the desire of the Talmud Torah. This is what he does on a Sunday morning, not playing golf, he's not watching NCAA, Lamaise comes to the Torah. What'd you say? He's not going to the Sarachek, he's sitting in the Torah. So the Ritva writes like this. The Ritva writes, he says, Hadassim v'arabas gesunter hay, add as much as you want on. And you know what he says? He says the Torah has a minimum by arabas. You need two arabas, you need three hadassim. Gesunter hay if you want to add on as much as possible. You want to add on as much as possible? Here you are, Dr. Jaz. We're in shir number 8, what number are we at?
28.
Shir number 8, number 28. He says there's a minimum number by arabas for hadassim. Two or three, but you can add as much as you want. Lulav and Esrog, you cannot add on to. Correct. I, he says, Pilpulin. What does Pilpulin mean? Are Pilpulin a good for Esrog? The Gemara said no. Why are they not good for Esrog? Because in order to take a Pilpul, you have to take at least two. It's not Shaykh that the Torah says take two peppers. Lamaisa. But if you want to take more than one, you should reshush it to be other. That's what the Ritva wants to say. The Oz Minim Yochol Osivalem Kamash Yirtzim. Okay, so it seems like the Ritva says there is no what. And Aravos and Adasim, he can continue. But he was bothered by the following. He says his Rebbeim, please get this, all part of the same question. His Rebbeim had a minig to add on a lot of Adasim, but they added on Hadasim that were Psulim. What's the most famous Hadas that's Psula? That's not Meshulish. That's not one, but it's not Meshulish. It has to have the same vertex, three from the same. It has to be Meshulish. It has to be from the three leaves from the same vertex. That's called a Meshug and a Hadas, if it doesn't have from the same vertex. It's called a Hadashoytu, the Gemara says. So that's why I say it's a Meshug and a Hadas. So can you add on Meshug and a Hadasim? So his Rebbeim said, no problem. He said, Libi Mefakbek. He said, I love my Rebbeim, but I have to beg to differ. He says, I don't think it's right. He says, if you add on these Meshugana ones, it's like a Minacher, and people will start using those and think that that's kosher. He says, that's a big problem. And also the Bahag says the same thing. You're not allowed to add a meshuggah and a hadas with the ones that are kosher. So please get that. So to summarize this question, what do we say? To summarize the answer to this question, the Rambam says you can only add on a hadas. The son of the Rambam says, he says he doesn't think it's right. If you add on anything, it's not possible. It's a wrong Gerson Ram. Okay. But the Rashba bears out what the Rambam says. And he says the only thing you can add on is Hadassim. You cannot add Esrog. Cannot add extra Lulav. You cannot add extra Haravos. Miri says ridiculous. If you can add extra Haravos, if you can add extra Hadassim because of Lanoi, add extra Haravos to Shem Lanoi. It's all Mutter. And the Ritva says those things you're allowed to add on because the Torah had a minimum number. On Lulav, on Hadassim Varavos, you can add as much as you want. I had said, don't take two, what? Pilpulin. That was the Torah didn't say it's us to take more than one. It's just not shockingly the Torah required you to take two peppers. Two peppers, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. It's an esrog, it's not peppers. But in a chav, if you want to take more than one, it's mutter. More than one, it's mutter. I think he's trying to say on esrogim and Hadassim. And the last nekuda was the Ritva quoted Rebbeim that added on Hadassim or Psulim. He thought it was wrong. People might think they're kosher, and the Bahag said, "Lamaisa meshugan hadas mikra din is a problem of Baal Tosif." Yes, Adam, go ahead.
So the Ritva would say you can bring extra hadasim and arabos as long as they're kosher.
But yes, well said. And a lot of chassidim, I'll pick up all. I forgot the number. They have like 68. I forgot. There's a certain number of hadasim and arabos they add on. Yes, I forgot the number. Okay, is he sure? I thought my hadasim is 68. No, I don't remember.
I heard the Rebbe has 72.
Oh yeah, okay, could be hadasim or aravos. Hadasim, yeah, that's what I thought. You have to check the number. Okay, good. That answers number what? 28, 29. What's the machlokas rishonim on amud beis when it says ein shas adchak raya? You recall that? What did it say? Ein shas adchak raya. How did that come up? Because the Gemara had the third din that Rabbi Yehuda held withered lulavim are kosher because it was a story. And we'll chazer the nekuda tomorrow, Blinetter, that in the cities, they were bequeathed to their grandsons. How could a lulav last so long if it's your grandsons? It dries out. Obviously, it's mutter. Chum said, what are you talking about? That was a situation where there are no other lulavim around. Ein shas adchak raya. Done. What does that phrase mean? Please get this. So we said the Ravid had one approach and the Rush had a different approach. Please get this, Machlekes. The Ravid said, don't get me wrong. When they responded to Rabbi Yudain Shasatakrai, you are not Yotze anything at all, Chum hold. If the only lulav you have is a withered lulav, you are not Yotze. Why do you do it? Zecher b'mitzvah ba'alma. So that people should not forget about Arba Minim. But not in one sense are you Yotze at all. He says it's ridiculous. You're going to say in one place where they're kosher lulavim, and you take a withered one, you're not Yotze. But in a place where the only thing is the withered one, all of a sudden Yotze? What, hocus pocus? Abracadabra? It's impossible. Says the Ravid, it's absolutely impossible. He says, when you shake it halacha l'maisa without a bracha. It's only the zecher ba'alma. That's what the Chachamim meant when they yelled at Rebbe Yehuda, ein shas adchak raya. Not in any sense of yotze by shaking a dry lulav. Even if it's the only thing you have. It's just a zecher. Comes along the Rosh and Simon Yadal, he says, I beg to differ with you. Comes along the Rosh and Simon Yadal, he says, I beg to differ with you. It means ein shas adchak raya. Says, you are yotze. You are Yotze. Just you shouldn't transfer dinim from one place to the other. Because the psule hadar were nimsuru l'chachamim. Remember we said this? The Rosh had a fantastic Rosh. Every Rosh. That the definition of hadar was given over to the chachamim. They gave you the directives and definitions of what hadar means. Hadar can mean in a place where there's no other lulav, a withered one is good. And you say it with the bracha. And you are Yotze in the mitzvah. It's not a zecher ba'alma izzy. You're Yotze. And in a place where there are good lulavim, then it's all relative. Theory of relativity from Albert Einstein. Stephen Hawking passed away, right? Stephen Hawking passed away. Einstein, Lamaisa. Einstein. Yeah, the theory of relativity we're applying here with this Rush. And in a place where what? There's no other kosher ones, and it's kosher. But in a place where kosher, there are good ones, then a dried one, withered one is not good. And what was the example we gave of an issur that's given over to the Chum to give you the definition? The issur of Malach and Cholomoy. It's given, where's the Lashon of Gemara? Chagiga Yilches and Alf. Please get the marker and shas. The issur of Malach and Cholomoy was given over to the Chum to define. Dovra Ovid is mutter. Tzorach Rabim is mutter. Letzorach Mitzvah is mutter. All these things are mutter. Halach Lamaisa. All these things are mutter. It's a raya, says Taisus, that the Isra Malach on Cholomot is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan is a fascinating sheet of the Isra Malach on Cholomot was the Araisa. But they're built in Heterim. So first Bir Allah and Chelik Vav in the Mishra Baruch, he said. Machleis Taisus and Rabbanan is Malach on Cholomot and Isra the Araisa and the Rabbanan. What is Malach on Cholomot? Schwitzing. It's not the Lamed Tes Malachas. It's schwitzing. Remember I said writing is a fancy thing. Writing's calligraphy. It was a talent to be able to write. Remember I told you my first driver's license I did it in the Shinui? I took the test on Cholomoy. So I did it in the Shinui. I wrote it in black print. The clerk says to me, don't you know how to write your name? I said, for religious reasons. So I still kept that one. I still kept that. Then my first driver's license in Peoria, Illinois. Because Rav Friedman, the Rosh Yeshiva, called up Rav Zucker. You ever saw the English Sefer in Cholomoy? It's written by the two Rosh Yekoil, Lakewood Koil in Chicago. So my Rebbe called them up and said, as long as I'm driving the car for Minyan, Letzarech Mitzvah, I could take the exam at Cholomoy. Because I was out of town. I was out of town. I went home once every 6 weeks in high school. So he said it was mutter for me to do. So my first driver's license is in black print for religious reasons. But I drove to Minyan and everything. Okay? So you got what I'm saying? So that's the example of an issur that's given over the Chum to give the... Is that the Raisa of the Rabbanim? Machlaikis. So even if it's the Raisa of the Rabban said they're built in a Terim. It's much easier to say this is the Rabbanim, but in the Chum said, these are the built in a Terim. Okay?
Who says the second one?
The Rosh says it's all relative. So he says, when you have no... The only thing is withered, then you yotze with a bracha. Absolutely. So that's a fundamental machlaikis. I want you guys to get that. Yes, Adam, yet Akasha.
So... According to the side where you would not be yotze even in a shas kach, then why? How can Tosfos when he ends up saying v'yesh lichlos, but then he says v'yesh l'dakdik that it would be okay shas kach?
That's so, a very good.
And he's saying
must be that Tosfos is learning like the Rosh. Beautiful horror, Adam. Tosfos, Adam's pointing out to us that the Tosfos here on the bottom that din sheni in the brisa makes it is obviously learning like who learning the Rosh against the Rav. It's not just Stam Zecher Bauman. Well said, very good, excellent. Proud of you, proud of everyone. Okay, let's go. We got it. So that answers number one. Number, please get that example. Dover Muscle Yad Lichacham. Classical is this or Malacha Cholma. Remember what we said. That's why you can't have your lawn done by a landscaper. I always tell the guys in the shul, you can't have your stuff done a Cholomoid. You're a landscape guy. Anything that's also for you, your goy can't do. So you have to tell the landscape guy not to come on Cholomoid. Can't do laundry in Cholomoid. You can't write. These are serious Yisurim guys. Can't you like call Mavaza some Mo'odos? Ain't like Helik Olam Haba. It's scary. Not supposed to Mavaza the Mo'odos. If you're playing ball, play ball. But the rest of you wear nice pagodim. If you want to play ball, you can play ball, you know. But you shouldn't walk around with the sweatsuit the whole day. It's Cholomoid. Not just stam all your right wing lemaisi charedi. No, it's ishalokhe. The Rav's a halachic man. Halachic men. The sefer the Rav is halachic man. We're supposed to be halachic men. Don't say, oh, that's for people that are right wing charedi. What do you mean? We observe the halacha. We might have a different world view. Tayyar madde, ashkofle. Our ashkofle might be different. But the bottom line is we observe halacha just as much. And maybe I'm going to hire my dragon. If we understand it, I know higher, I'm not saying higher. But at least we try to understand the din. I shouldn't say higher. Everyone tries to observe in the same Madrega. But we have to understand the din. You follow me? We're all in it together, all Klal Yisrael. So I don't say higher. Well, the same Madrega. Okay, we'll fix that. Okay, that answers number what? That answers number 29, 30. What does the Or Sameach say to Imaz with a rush? He actually says is the amazing thing to Or Sameach. I told you that story on Thursday in the Chumash. Lemais, I said it over in the shul too. Remember, Or Sameach fell asleep and he got up so happy because the Rashba was saying how you say learning Torah Kamita Shatar. You know what the Or Sameach says in Chaslulu Perek Ches Alach Zayin? He adds on. He says that Hadar is theory of relativity. He says in certain situations that there are beautiful love and rana luv yavish is not Hadar, but in a situation where there are the old, withered one is the only one, then that's considered to be. Yavish. That's considered to be Mahudr. So he says, he actually speaks out what we just said. This theory of relativity is how the Rosh understood the Pasuk. He says, let's say, an Esra Kushi. What's an Esra Kushi? Esra Kushi means it was what? It was a darkened, had a darkened color. Is that correct? Yeah. The Gemara is going to say later on, Esra Kushi. Where is that Pasul? That's Pasul in America, because we normally don't have that. What about Eretz Kush? It's taka kasher. That's a raya that there are certain things that are relative. Not all dinim, but you see the din of hadar is relative. Okay, let's go now. Are you with me now? Yehudi with me? Let's go to Shir 9, number 1. Shir 9, B'chazar, number 1. Okay, here we go, guys. All right? And tomorrow, I want to rev it up the whole thing. You got to do the every B'chazar, everything. The whole day and night, Lamais. Tuesday morning, the Bechina, 9:15. Tomorrow, we have the last day of Chazara, Lamais, and then we got to work. 9:15 at the Bechina, in the classroom, in Glock. Let's go. Shir 9, number 1. What does the Ritva say, Legabi Machshirim Lulu B'shas Adchak? So the Ritva said the following Chiddush. Please get this. He said, I don't want you to get this out of hand. The only thing that we're elastic, or I shouldn't say, the only thing that we accept, this flexibility, or this leniency, I should say, rather, is only by Inyanei Hadar. Inyanei Hadar, Alulav Yavish B'shas Atak, you can what? You can take, and it's kosher in a place where there's nothing else. But I want you to know something. If there's an intrinsic psul in the Esrog, if there's a psul haguf, it's missing its shear, or it's a mitzvah babavera, you are not yotze even b'shas adchak. He limits the scope of the heter of shas adchak, says the sheet of the Ritva. Don't get me wrong, he says. Don't tell me shas adchak, everything goes. The only thing that goes is hadar, which is yavish. But if it's intrinsic psul, like it's chaser, a mouse took a bite out of it, or it's a mitzvah babavera, you're not yotze even shas adchak. Oh, the only esrog I have is a stolen esrog. I'll shake it. That's ridiculous. Mitzvah babavera. The only answer you have is a mouse took a piece out of it. Or a mitzvah babaver. The mice, you know, I've mentioned about the mice in the heights, the special bria. The mice in Washington Heights. Did I ever tell you when I had a room in Morgan, the dorm, I came into my room, I saw it on a desk, on my desk. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. You see, Dr. Jazzy, I wasn't, you know, realized to say, you know, chutzpah. I was just, you know, kind of scared. You know, he's the mouse on the desk. Okay.
You should have got a cat.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
What'd
you say? Yeah. Shilu's, yeah. He's a great tzaddik. Baal Meifis, one of the great Hasidic Rebbein. Okay, let's go. That answers number 1. Please get that, guys. Number 2. What did Tosef ask Astira? Let's get this now as we get into the topic of Baal Tosef. What does Tosef ask Astira from Daf Lamed Alef, Omer Alef, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin to Daf Lamed Alef and Beis, Gabi Baal Tosef? We had Astira. Let's get it. The Gemara and Omer Alef on Lamed Alef, Omer Alef writes Beferish, without batting an eyelash, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you add on or subtract, it's usher. Because Lulav, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Sarach Eged, if you add another min, it's 5 minim. Done. So what does the Gemara say, Svi? That Amar Aleph, it says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you add another min, what's the din? What's the din if you add another min? What's the lucky you're over this or Baal Tosef? According to who? What does it say? What does it say in Amar Aleph? Svi, I want you to get this. You're not allowed to tie the lulav bimino. I'm sorry, you're only allowed to tie the lulav bimino with its what? With its species. You're not allowed to tie it with anything else, correct? Horizontally. Who does it say it's also according to Rabbi Yehuda? What's the clear implication, clear different inference that according to the Chachamim it would be mutter? Yes, that's what the Gemara says in Amar Aleph. The Gemara says the same thing in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin to be the Zaken Mamre, you're not going to be over Zaken Mamre at all. You're not passing against the Chachamim because according to the Chachamim it doesn't integrate the other min. According to the Kol HaMosef Goreh, it's not according to the Chachamim. If you hold Lulav Eid Sarach Eged, you won't be declared a Mazakin Mamre. That was Cholik on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, who touched up the mitzvahs for us. The Sanhedrin HaGadol are the Mudi HaRa, the Rav said from the Rambam. Their progenitors are Masorah. They're Masbros, how mitzvahs are done. So a guy comes along and says, add a fifth min. What do you mean? You should kill him. Zakin Mamre, you kill. The answer is no, it doesn't integrate to be over Baal Tosef. So you see from Amud Aleph and the Gemara and Sanhedrin that according to the Chachamim, because Luluv ain't Sarach Eged, you're not over Baal Tosef. You turn around in Amud Beis. What does it say in Amud Beis? It quotes Amar Mar. What does it say, Izzy? Ain't Pochsin, ain't Mosifin. Yes? So Gemara says, that's Pshita. You're not allowed to add. No, the Gemara says, according to Rebuta, I would think it's Mutter. According to Rebuta, I think it's Mutter. Why? Because Rebuta says, Luluv Sarach Eged, and therefore if I bring another min, it doesn't integrate because the stadium is only those four. So if you put one there, Allah Maisa, if you put one there, you hold it vertically, right? What do we say? I would think according to Rebuta, it's Mutter Kamashman, it's Asr according to Rebuta, and it's even for sure Asr according to the Chachamim. It's for sure Asr according to the Chachamim. So there you have it. You have the Gemara Nama Beis that says black on white that according to the Chachamim, you're over in Surah Baal Tosef. And in Amud Aleph, what did it say? And in Sanhedrin. They're not over Baal Tosef. So it's a stira. Please get that. That's Tosis Kasha. That's the way Tosis learned the Kasha the Gemara. That's the way Tosis learned the two Gemaras. Comes out to be a tremendous theorem. As I said to Adam and Seder, Adam asked me very nicely. He said, Rebbe, why do we assume like that? It's according to the Chumash? Because it's anonymous. It's Ein Polsin and Mosifin. So the assumption is it's according to the Chachamim. For sure it's according to the Chachamim. The Gemara's Bechadis, even according to Yudit Sasser. So you got to steer within the Chachamim. You got it? That's number one, number two, number three. What's the Teretz of Tysus? Tysus says a very beautiful Teretz. Tysus says, why are you comparing Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin to Amud Beis? They're two different cases. As I said, Amud Aleph, what are you doing? You're winding the thing around horizontally. Is that the way to hold a luluf? What does the Gemara say in Memhei Amud Beis? Atzei shimtim omdim, your yotze mitzvah kederach, what? Gidi losan. If I hold the luluf like this horizontally, am I yotze? No. If I hold it upside down, am I yotze? No. So the case in Amud Aleph Yehud is what? Is where you tied it together horizontally. Then it doesn't integrate. That's why according to the Chum, you're not over Baal Tosa. And that's why it says it's that hedge, you're not over Baal Tosa. But in Amud Beis, well, how are you holding the new min? Vertically. If you're holding it vertically, then it should plug in, and therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, you're over to Yisro Baal Taisif. And according to the Chumim, you're for sure over to Yisro Baal Taisif. So there are two different cases. Very, very sharp distinction that Taisif makes. Okay? You got it? Izzy, you got this? Please get this. Come on. I'm going to give a question all about Baal Taisif. So it's going to be all these details. Okay? You got that? Yonatan, you got that? That's the distinction between Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin and Amud Beis in Sukkah. That's three, four. How is Tosis Mazru the Machleist in Rebut in the Chum Legabe Baal Tosif? He said an ingenious pshat. Tosis said Vait, and he said like this. He says, I agree with you that if you hold something vertically, Yehuda, if you hold something vertically, you got it there? You got the notes? You got your note? You need a note? You need a piece of paper? You have it? According to Rebut in the Chum, they're both Osir if you hold it vertically. There's a big distinction. What's the distinction, Yehuda? According to Rebut Yehuda, Yehuda Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, Stam Reb Yehuda is reviewed by Eloi, that if you're over Baal Tosif, the whole thing implodes. The whole mitzvah implodes, you're not Yotzeh. It diseases the whole mitzvah, it's possible the whole thing goes up in smoke. Whereas according to the Chachamim, it's a Bezundara din. What's Bezundara mean? It's an external din. It doesn't blow up the mitzvah. You're Yotzeh the mitzvah, but you're going to have to clap Al Qaid for being over Baal Tosif. It's a terrible thing. Baal Tosif, you remember we said that Svarnu from Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Your heart's in the right place. Dr. Jaziger knows all about this. Oh, our heart's in the right place. We want to do 614th mitzvah. We want our own, you know, inyonim, lamaisa, a women's prayer group. They want to dance with the Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah. 614, right? Yeah? Our heart's in the right place. Forget about it. Your heart in the right place is not a panacea. There are 613 mitzvahs. Those are rules and regulations. That's an excuse. You know what Baal Tosif leads to? What does it lead to? What's the next pasuk in the Torah? Baal Por. What's Baal Por? The most disgusting of Avodah Zarah. Gemara says in Hedron, the more they would go to the restroom in front of it. They would defecate in front of it. The more disgusting an act, the more of a vote it was. How is that connected with Baal Tosif? Because that's what it leads to. When you start breaking rules, it's anarchy. It could lead to that. Okay? So we follow the rules and regulations, Shulchan Aruch, what it says in Chumash and Gemara. We know that. We appreciate the fact, you know, I want a duchen. My whole life I've been wanting the duchen. My whole life. I'm kidding you, but Lamaisa, I have that expression. I'm a Yisrael. I'm not a Kohen or a Levi. I'm not a Yisrael. Even a Levi can't. Hashem, it's a team. Certain people have this role. Certain people have this role. Kali Yisrael is a team, Lahavdalov of those. You have the guard, you have the forward, you have the center. Right? Now the different positions, I know. 1, 5, 4, 3. Okay, but in my old days, there were three. Point guard, shooting guard, right? Small forward, big forward, and the center. Whatever. Point forward, you have all these different positions. But the quarterback's not the wide receiver. You go to a different sport. Lavdalov does, it's the same thing. Cohen has his role. Levi has his role. Yisrael has his role. Men have their role. Women have their role. We have to respect. We have to be kind. But it's not a panacea to say your heart's in the right place. Baal Tosif is very serious Isser. Okay? Fine. So the answer is number what? So it's very interesting. According to Reb Yehuda, you touch Baal Tosif, the whole mitzvah goes up in smoke. According to the Chachamim, it's a bezundere thing. You're over an issue, you have to clap Baal Chet, but you're still yotze the mitzvah. Please get that. That's number one. That's number four. Five. What's the shita of Tosis and Sanhedrin regarding what? And Daf Pechesimez, the Gabi Baal Tosif. Amazing shita. Tosfos Sanhedrin even watered it down even more. What do I mean by water it down? According to the Chachamim, what do we say? Svi, yoytzei the mitzvah, the technology. We put the technology away. Yoytzei the mitzvah, but there's a side din of Baal Tosef. You know what Tosef says? It's such a side din, it's only the Rabbanan. Tosef says the Baal Tosef in such a case is only the Rabbanan when you hold it vertically. Because Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged, it only gets in the stadium to be over Baal Tosef, only in the Rabbanan. Our Tosef argues. But Tosef is a hedger, plays down the Baal Tosef, say it's only a psul the Rabbanan. If you hold it what? If you hold it, Lamaisa vertically. Okay? Fine, that's number 5. 6, let's go. What's the Machlois Rashi and Ramban on the Din Baal Tosef? We said an amazing thing. Please get it. Rashi ala Torah in Parshas Veschon on the Ramban quotes says Isra Baal Tosef is what? 5 Parshas of Tefillin. You had a 5th on your own. Mechutzef. You had 5 Sitzio. I mean, you add a detail onto a pre-existing mitzvah in the Torah. That's Rashi Shita. Please get it. The Ramban quotes Rashi ala Torah. The Ramban says, you know what, Rashi? I beg to differ with you. That's not the only track. There's a new track, Yehuda. Please get it. Let's put away everything. Focus on the Torah. What is the new track, the Ramban says? Where you create a mitzvah on your own. You create a holiday on your own. Like Yeravim ben Nevat, that the Rosh of the king, he was over a lav, right? Remember what he did? Remember they set up a holiday? We looked it up. It was in what? Elul. Remember? Wasn't it in Elul? When he developed a holiday during Elul, it says Pesach in Navi.
Aren't you? Isn't it like actually allowed to make a holiday in certain like areas or for certain like something?
Well, the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara says, why is Megillah not a problem about Tosfos? The Gemara gives an answer because it was a Kavach Omer.
But it's not a universal holiday.
You're right, but I'm talking about universal for Klal Yisrael. Why is it not a problem about this? Yeah, you're asking good. The Gemara says that Purim was not a problem because the Gemara worked on a Kal v'Chomer. I understand, and if you had a city that had a salvation, you can make your own Purim. Yeah. But I'm talking about Vergans Klal Yisrael. Uh-huh. So the Ramban develops a new track. Please get it. If you develop your own mitzvah on your own or a no chag, like your Rav Menavad, he says you're over the lav of Baal Tosef. So the Ramban says the Rashi is a new track of Baal Tosef. You guys got to know all this. That answer number 6, 7. What is the Shita Sarama by Baal Tosef? Oh, so the Rav said an amazing thing. The Ramam seems to say as follows. There's 2 ways to approach this Rambam. The Ramam seems to say at first glance in Perek Beis Hilchos Mamre Luchates that he's like the Ramban. That if you create your own mitzvah or your own holiday, you're over an Isser of Baal Tosef. But the Rav said, that's what the Rambam seems to say, the simplest reading of the Rambam. That's what the Rav said. But if you look at the Rambam a little bit closer, like, remember he created, remember, what is Basar Of B'chalov? Chicken and milk is D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. D'Rabbanan. What happens if a guy gets up, makes a drush, he says chicken and milk is D'Oraisa? That's Baal Tosef. That's the Pashup shot. Creating your own new din is Baal Tosef. So the Ramah, at first glance, the Rav said the Ramah is like the Ramban. But then at second glance, the Rav said like this. Please get it. He wanted to tiny the Ramah holds there is a new track, but that track is only limited to Beis Nagal. If the Beis Nagal gets up in Sanhedrin and says chicken and milk is the Arisa, then you're over an Isser. That's Dafka Beis Din. Beis Din has an Isser of this creating a new holiday. But a guy off the street, a private individual, there is no Isser of making your own holiday. It's only incumbent upon Beis Din. So it comes out that there is a nuanced difference in the Rambam and the Ramban. Rashi Bichlal doesn't have at all one. This whole new track. The Rambam has a new track only for Beis Din. The Ramban has a new track even for a private individual. Please get this. So it turns out there are 3 shittas in Rishonim, the Rav said so far that we've seen. Okay, that answers number 7. 8. What's the chiddush of the Aderes Eliyahu? Who's the Aderes Eliyahu? The Gon. Vilna Gon wrote a sefer on Chumash called the Aderes Eliyahu. Please get this. What was his chiddush? He pointed out very astutely. He knew called it the Rakula. The way Rav Palik was Basbert. Does you know where Rav Palik is? Rav Palik was the principal when I was a senior in high school in Skokie. And then he made Aliyah and he took over the women's program Michalat. He's a great Gon. So he taught us Jewish history. He's a great Gon. He taught us Jewish history in 12th grade. I want you to get this. Yonatan, you follow me? He described for us how he felt the Gon's mastery of Torah was. You know what it was like? It was like you got on the top of a chair and he would look down at the whole Shas. It wasn't like on the same level. He was able to look down from the top, from the beginning to the end, beginning to the top. He had such a mastery of the Torah. I thought it was a beautiful image. Always remembered that. That was his mastery of the Torah, the Gaon. Okay? So the Gaon pointed out, how many times in the Torah does it say the Isra Baal Taisif? How many? Twice. In Veschanan, Perik Dal and Pusik Beis, and in Re'e, Perik Yud Gimel, Pusik Aleph. Please get that. Veschanan and Re'e. What does it say in Veschanan? Lo Tosifu al Adavar Sharanochi Mitzaveh Eschem. So Lashon Rabin. And what does it say in Parsha Re'e? Eskol Adavar Sharanochi Mitzaveh Eschem Oso Tishmu Lassos Lo Tosif Alav. That's a Lashon Yochid. So in Veschanan, it's a Lashon Rabin. And in Re'e, it's a Lashon Yochid. It says the Gaon, what does that mean? Why are there two Makoros? For these two tracks. There's a track of adding a detail of a mitzvah, and there's a track of creating your own holiday. How do you plug it in? So he says like this. He says the Parshas Veschanan, which is Lashon Rabbim, is that there's an issur to create your own holiday. There's an issur to create your own holiday. However, the issur, the second issur, which is the Parshas Re'eh, which is Lashon Yachid, is talking about Lashon what? Is talking in detail to a mitzvah. You had a fifth talus. So it comes out very good. Halacha L'maaser. Comes out that according to the Rambam, there are two different Isurim L'maisa. On a Yachid, there's an Isur Mosif on a mitzvah that already exists, 50 sitzis. That's Parshas Re'eh. There it's a Lashon Yachid, individuals. And Parshas Veschanan is referring to Lashon Rabbim. It's a collective whole, the Beis Din. There's an Isur to create a new holiday. So Lashon of what? Veschanan is the Lashon Rabbim Beis Din. They cannot create a new holiday. And Re'eh is Lashon Yachid. Talk to an individual. He can't add a detail onto a mitzvah. It's a beautiful what? A beautiful Hezber, Halacha L'maisa. What's the reason, we said? What's the reason why it's so, according to the Rambam Yehuda? What's the reason, L'maisa, that the Rambam holds that creating a new holiday is only on Beis Din? Because a psak is only a registered psak that comes from Beis Din. If a yachid does it, it's like a joke. A yachid's not a bar harasa, so it's not like he's creating a new holiday. He has no halachic status. He has no halachic strength. So that's why the Rav said the Rambam held that a Beis Din only has the strength in order to say, oh, we have a new din. A Yachid doesn't have the koyach to do that. That was number one. Number eight. Number nine, but then there was a Shita of the Raivin. What was the Shita of the Raivin? The Shita of the Raivin was amazing Shita. The Raivin seems to say that even on Beis Din, there is no Isra to create a new holiday. Okay? Meaning that on Beis Din, what's the nature of Al Taisif? Adding a detail. So at the end of the day, Raivin comes out like Rashi. The Ravid argument says there is no new track of creating a new holiday. Even on Beis Din, there's no such din. Okay? The Isser on Beis Din is to what? Is to add a detail, which Poshup Shad applies to an individual as well. Because the Ravid said that anything you make a siag for, that's not Baal Taisif. The Chum have the ability to make a siag. There's an Isser. Many siag and muksa they made. The Isser of Baal Taisif when you add a detail into the mitzvah. Like five sitziot and an extra luluf. Okay. That answers number nine. Let's move, guys. Bless you, Adam. Number 10. What's the Shita of Rashi, the Gabi Nosha, Mikhaim, and Mitzvah, Seshi, Shaman, Groma? So Rashi had a remarkable Shita. What was Rashi's Shita? In one place in Shas, Yudi says, if they do it, they're over Baal Taisif. Where's the two places in Shas? Let's get them. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says, Lamed Gimel, and after Maskahod, they're over Baal Taisif. If they listen to the shofar, they're potter from it. Why are they listening to the shofar? It shows that it's a Mitzvah, Seshi, Shaman, Groma. Well, they're potter. Why are you doing it? You're over Baal Taisif. That's Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel, and Aleph. What'd you say?
If
a woman does shofar, she's potter from it. Why do it? If you do it, you're over Baal Taisif. Amazing. That's Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. However, Rashi and Erevin has a Lashon, it says Nira. Rashi and Erevin, what daf in Erevin? What daf in Tzadi Vavim and Aleph in Erevin? On Tzadi Vavim and Aleph, Mesechus Erevin, Rashi says a Lashon Nira ke Baal Taisif. Okay?
In what sense? For what?
It's an issue of the Rabbanan. If she does a mitzvah, says she should be man grama. So it's a steer in Rashi, Lamais. Is it the Rice? Is it the Rabbanan? Taisus says the whole thing is wrong. Of course they're not over Baal Taisif. Of course they can volunteer. Not a problem at all. But the bottom line, Taisus Rid says in the Machriya, and they quote Bashim the Ugur, Halach Lamais, that they're over Baal Taisif or Zeruah. So it's an amazing sheet I want you to get. But it comes out to be a steer in Rashi. We don't accept this. We hold like Taisus. Of course she can what engage in a mitzvah sezayin grama. She gets a kiyum. It's not an issur about Taisus. Not at all. But please get that steer in Rashi's from Rosh Hashanah Lamagimov to Erevin on Daf Sadivov. The Rashi is Dermaskov Alo. Okay? So therefore he says a lashon kib Baal Taisif. So it's like a steer in Rashi's halacha. Taisus says is ridiculous. We cannot say such a thing. Of course you're not over Baal Tesef. No problem at all if they want to do the mitzvah. Halacha l'maaseh, it's mutter for them to come in 100%, not a problem at all. Okay, is it mutter for an Eved to sit in the sukkah? The Yerushalmi has this suffix. So the Ron asks, what are you talking about? That should be, what's the sad, the aser? What's wrong? What's the answer? Maybe it's over Baal Tesef. The answer is, we're saying Ladina is no problem about this. Rishami says, can an Eved can sit in the sukkah? What should be wrong with it? Maybe they held like Rashi, must, at least in the suffix, it's also Baal Tesef. Kamash Malan, it's not a problem. Okay, that answers number what? 10, 11. On a Sunday, about a month ago, I think it was, we remember we spent the whole time, and the two fellows were Moshe Marks and what's his other guy's name? Eitan Riglin. They came to shir that day on that Sunday. We went through the whole Ritva by Baal Tesef. Okay? So what are the definitions of Baal Tesef the Ritva gives? So let's get them. Number one, the Ritva says, anything you do outsnoy is not a problem of Baal Tesef. That's number one. Number two.
What does that mean?
There's, if you add things on for the court of reasons, no problem of Baal Tesef. No problem at all. None whatsoever. Okay? Fine. That's number one. Number two, he says, let's say you add something on because of a suffix. Let's say by the tekiyas. We blow many, many tekiyas because we don't know what the formula is of the arises. A big machloikis. Is it tashat, tarat, tashrat? So we blow all this. Why is that not a problem, Baal Tesef? Because I'm doing it because it's a suffix. Not doing it as an addition. I don't know which is which. So obviously there's no Baal Tesef. That's the second hakdar Ritva gives. If you do something else a suffix to fulfill all the shitas, that's not a problem, Baal Tesef. Number three is that Baal Tesef is never a problem if you repeat the mitzvah twice. Repeating is not a problem. Please get this, this is your third Akdar. The issue is to add a detail, add a fifth tzitzis, but to do a mitzvah again and nachamon and repeat it, do a mitzvah again and then repeat it, do a mitzvah again and then repeat it, it's not a problem at all, halacha l'maaseh. Okay? That's the third Akdar, it says the Ritva. Okay? Very important. Ritva says that halacha l'maaseh. Okay? So the Ritva says these hagdaras very, very beautifully. If you add them on, it's not a problem. And then number four, he says. What's number four? He says, if you do something based on the takana of the Chacham Zichron Levracha, based on Chazal, Chacham Zichron Levracha, that's what Chazal stands for, that's why I say it fully. If you do something based on Chacham Zichron Levracha, there's no problem about Taisif. The Rabbanan said to do this, obviously I'm not over about Taisif. So therefore, it's not a problem at all. So those are the four Agdars I want you to get. Allah is according to the Ritva. Number one is if it's Illinois, not a problem about this. Number two, if you're doing out Suffolk, it's not a problem about this. Number three, if you repeat the whole mitzvah, it's not a problem about this. It's only adding on a deal. Number four is if you're following what the Chum said to do, it's also not a problem about this. Okay? That answers number what? That answers number 11, 12. What was the Chiddush of the Ritva Lagabi Baltosu with Birkas Kohen? Please get it. What was the Chiddush of the Ritva? So the Ritva said an amazing Chiddush. The Ritva says, the only time you're over Baal Tesef is if you hold your hands up in the air and you add an extra bracha, fourth bracha. But you must hold your hands up in the air. You must hold your hands up in the air. He said, the Kohanim are only mitzvah levarach, pamachas, but that's only when they do with priest's kapayim. That's the stadium. If you get up there and add a fourth bracha, but you're not holding your palms together like Kohanim do, you're not over Baal Tesef. You need to have the Sias Kapayim to lock into the stadium of the Sias Kapayim that I'm adding out a fourth bracha and then over to Yisr.
So a Kohen who does Birkas Kohanim without doing the Sias Kapayim, he's into mitzvah?
That's true. Well, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to that now. But you're certainly not over Baal Tesef, says the Ritva. If you just added a fourth bracha without holding your palms up. Okay? Because he says a critical part of Duchening is the Sias Kapayim. That's what the Ritva's Chiddush is. Please get that. Amazing Chiddush. Okay, but he says you have to be holding up your palms in order to put yourself in the stadium. You know what I mean when I said the stadium? In the arena, in the forum that I'm adding on something over Baal Tesef. Amazing Chiddush of the Ritva. That was number 12. Number 13. What are the two possibilities to understand that didn't see Kapayim? This is what Izzy was asking. I want you to get that. What is the nature of holding your palms up at Kohanim? Is that the Machayev? Is that the major motif of Duchening? We call it Hilchos Nesis Kapayim. So is that the major motif? Or do you say no? That there are many conditions that are needed for Duchening, and one of them is holding your palms up in the air. What are some conditions? It's got to be in Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. Number two, it has to be B'kol Ram. You have to scream it. There are certain qualifications that have to be done and fulfill for duchening. Maybe another one is you have to hold the palms up. But it's simply only condition. It's not the major mechayev. The first possibility is the major motif that's mechayev to bracha of nisus kama. Or do you say no, that there are a bunch of conditions, and one of them is what? You have to say it in Hebrew, you have to say it b'kol ram, and number three is you also have to hold your palms up. You got that? Those are the two possibilities. That answers number 13. 14. What are the two nafkaminas?
Regarding 13 or?
Yeah. What are the two nafkaminas? So one nafkamina is as follows. This ritva. The ritva to make the statement that you're only over Baal Tosef if you're holding up your palms shows that he holds that's the major, that is the quintessential motif and element and component that is needed to generate duchening. Everything else is a condition. But that's why we call it Nesias Kapayim, because he says you're only over Baal Tosef if you're doing that, and he says that is the major Mechayev. Please get it. That's according to the sheet of the Ritva. No problem. Okay? That's one nafkamina. If you held it was a Tanai, then you should be over Baal Tosef without holding your hands. No? So you didn't fulfill that condition. Okay. But I added an extra fourth bracha. Why am I not over Baal Tosef? You got me? So that's one nafkamina. What's the second nafkamina? Second nafkamina is the Rambam and Hilchos Tefillah describes duchening as that. Remember, I said it's like that boxing exercise. You remember that? Remember when he says when you get up to a duchening, the Kohanim have their hands like this. Then they go like this. They clench their fists and they get it ready for duchening. And then as they get ready for duchening, they extend their fists. And then what? And then at the end, they also clench down. What is he trying to describe you? Boxing? What is it like, you know what I mean? Man, Kenny Norton, you know what I mean? You don't remember who these guys are. Have the love of dolls. So the answer that the Rav said is the Rambam was trying to bring out. That's fictitious. That's fictitious. That's not real. Adam, that was fictitious. Okay? There were Yidim. There were very talented boxers in their 30s. This guy Barney Ross, one of the guys in the Shul's uncle. His name Barney Ross. He was a great heavyweight.
That's really cool.
He fought Joe Lewis. But it's not a... But there were Yiddish guys in it. But Lubais, it's not a good sports Kabbalah. It's an Issa Kabbalah. He says, it's not proper. You shouldn't watch it either. I used to watch it all the time when I was a kid. Kenny Norton and Frazier. I was a big Frazier fan against Ali. I was not an Ali fan. I was for Frazier. Smoking Joe Frazier. So he used to remember Dr. Drazen? Remember. So it comes out from South Philadelphia. He was from South Philadelphia. He's friends with a lot of Yiddin, they say. So Lubais, it comes out. Let's get this. You with me? What is the Rambam trying to describe? Rules of regulations of boxing? No, the Rav said fakir. He's trying to bring out to you that the major motif of duchening is the extension of the palms. That's why he's telling you first they're like this, then this, and then this, and then this. He's trying to tell you that this is called Nesias Kapayim. That's the ikar of the duchening, is the ability to put up your palms together. That answers number 13. I'm sorry, that answers number 14, Svi. You got it? 15. Give two other nafkaminas, so four in total. Four in total, you guys better get it. A third nafkamina is like this. Let's say, God forbid, so Gemara and Brachos, the Darshan's Apostle, I think it's the first parak of Yeshayahu. It says, Yamim Frashchem Kapechem Damim Aleu. Let's say a Kohen killed someone, God forbid, by accident even. Kohen killed someone, or he killed him in a war. Can he duchen? Gemara says in Brachos, Kohen Shargis, and Neftal Yisus Kapaf. So there's a Tyson Yavam Zainam at Alf that says En Kategor Nasis Anegor. Because the prosecutor cannot become the defender. If he killed someone, he cannot be used as a defender. He has blood on his hands. So I don't care why he did it. If he did it by accident or he was a chayal, he cannot duchen. Now we don't accept that Tyson Ladina. We pass him like the Ramah. The Ramah says if you do tshuva, if you killed someone by shogeg, or certainly if you're doing a Mechametz Mitzvah, no problem. Even if he did it b'mezid, the Bir Allah has a svara. If he does tshuva, he can duchen. So we don't accept that. As Rav Avadia writes, Halacha Lamaisa, that a Kohen that was a Chayal killed the Arabs in a war, definitely can duchen, no problem. We don't accept this Tosis and Yevamos, Ein Kategor Nasis Anegor. Because he's Tosis saying, B'mitzis, if you have blood on your hands, you're done. Now what did the Rav say, you see from that? Again, Nesias Kapayim is the major Mechayev. If it was just a Tanai, then who cares? Why would you say that the guy shouldn't duchen if he's doing a mitzvah or if he did a b'shogeg? You follow me? But if you hold that's the major Mechayev, if he has blood on his hands, he has blood on his hands, right? You follow me? That second nafkamina also, you were the Rambam describing this. If it's just a Tanai, doesn't Masber that? If it's just a Tanai, why do you got to do all these exercises? Okay, what's the fourth nafkamina? The Chuvus Lachme Toda. Let's say a Kohen doesn't have enough strength to hold his palms up. So they make a contraption that will allow his ability to hold his hands up. Is that good or not? They asked the Lachmei Torah, one of the great Gedolei Achronim. So the Rav said, it depends. If you hold that what, that the major Machayev of Duchani is holding the palms up, you have to be able to do it on your own koach. If you can't do it on your own koach, forget it. It's not good. But if you hold that, it's a Tanai, so who cares how you end up holding your hands up? If this contraption helps you, in the Gezuntere, let it be good. Did you end up talking in Hebrew? Yeah, I don't know Hebrew. I transliterated. But as long as I said it in Hebrew, it's fine. You yelled, but you can't do a laryngitis. If it's a Tanai, it's a Tanai. But if you hold it, it's a major Machayev, you got to do it out of your own volition. So that answers number what? Number 15. 16. What's the machloikis between the Ritva and the Sefer Haredim like Avi Birkas Kohanim? So the Ritva had an amazing line here. It's a collector's item. The Ritva has a line here. I'll read it to you. The Ritva writes, V'leika l'meimar she'osolotzi acherim d'leika chiyuva yisrael yisbarach mitzvah de kohenu elavadai kedamaren. The Ritva writes, Beferisher, Yonatan, that when it comes to duchening the mitzvahs on the Kohanim, and there is no mitzvah for Yisrael yisbarach to be blessed. The mitzvah is exclusively on Kohanim. Ritvin Sukkah Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. And in the notes on the bottom, he points out the Sefer Haredim, who was one of the Gedolei Achronim, who had his own Sefer Mitzvahs. We said most of the Sefer Mitzvahs were written by Rishonim, the Rambam, the Smag, the Ramban, right, Rav Sajigon, right, the Smag. But there is one of the Gedolei Achronim called the Sefer Haredim, great Gon, who wrote his own Sefer Mitzvahs. And there he writes explicitly in Pirik Dalet Simen Yud Ches that there's a mitzvah essay on Klai Yisrael to be blessed as well. It's not just a mitzvah on the Kohanim, but it's a mitzvah that Klai Yisrael should be blessed. The Haredim is smack against this Ritva. You must know that. And the truth is, in the notes, there is a Rishon that agrees with the Haredim. It's a Ravid in Meseches Tamid, the end of Meseches Tamid, B'Shem the Sefer HaMikzos. The Ravid and Mishnayos in Meseches Tamid, in Meseches Tamid, at the end of Meseches, I don't know if it's on the Mishnah, it's probably on the Gemara there, he quotes the Sefer Mikzos that agrees with the Haredim, that not only is there a mitzvah Kohanim to bless, it's a mitzvah for the Klal Yisrael to be blessed. So what emerges is a very important machlokes between the Haritva and the Sefer Haredim.
I just left my phone.
Please.
Which Ravid?
There's no, the Ravid is on the...
Which Ravid?
It's in Meseches Tamid, on the side of the page. Okay? The Ravid is in Meseches Tamid on the side of the page. Okay. Have a good day. That answers number what? 16. 17. What was the mahalach of the Kape Chaim Ligabin Sias Kamaim Kide Lavina Sefer Haredim? Remember we quoted the Sefer Kape Chaim. Very Choshev V'Tamachok. We wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Duchening. So he says there's different possibilities, and I want you to get this. Four different possibilities, he said, to understand the Sefer Haredim. And then we had a few nafgaminis, so I want to do this now for 17. The first way we said it, the first approach to the Haredim, what does the Haredim mean when he says that there's a mitzvah on Klai Yisrael to be blessed? So we said that it's the Mari Asad in the Tshuvah says, it means like the Ron in the second Pirik of Kedusha. Are women mechuyev in Puruvu? No. Chum say men are Puruvu v'kivshua, there's a derech of men to conquer. It's not the derech of women to conquer. But what's women's pshat in Puruvu? They're Messiah of the man in fulfilling the mitzvah. That's the Lashon Aran in the beginning of the second Pirkei Kedushin. So he says, Klal Yisrael is Messiah of the Kohanim to Duchen. That's what all the Sefer Haredim meant. It didn't mean a full-blown mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. It meant they're assist men.
Who says this?
That's what this Ma'ari Asad understood pshat in the Sefer Haredim. The Ma'ari Asa, that's how he touched up means he translated, or he was Magder, that's what he said in Lomdus, the Pshat of the Sefer Haredim. Okay, that's number one.
So we're just allowing the Kohanim to do mitzvah for us?
Not allowing, it's Messiah then. If there was no one there, how could they do it? If it wasn't for us, then how could they do it?
So if there were no Israel, it's just a mini Kohanim, they don't do it?
Some say you do because you do the Am Shebesados. Some say you do because of the people out in the fields, okay? But what I'm saying is that even the people on the fields are assisting them in doing the mitzvah. But it's not a full-blown mitzvah. It's kind of like waters down the Haredim, this approach. Then we had a second approach from who? We had a second approach. You remember who the second approach was from? From the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Siv Dalet points out, it also doesn't mean a full-blown mitzvah. It just means that you're a mechutzav. Someone tries to give you a bracha and you ignore it, that's a tremendous chutzpah. The Gemara says, Yesh klum yesh evet shemavarchan osamein ma'azin tzgemar nsota halam etesmav. Is there an evet that you bless, he doesn't listen? It's ridiculous. It's chutzpah. If someone's giving you a bracha, you listen. It's menschlichkeit. So he didn't mean that Klai Yisro is mechuyiv in the mitzvah. It just meant they're mechuyiv the makabel, the bracha that the Kohanim give them, and that's a chiyuv of derech eretz, yisnagus, to the what? To the Kohanim that are blessing you. But it didn't mean that it's a full-blown mitzvah. You got this, Yonatan? Those are the first two formulations I want you to get from the Gedol Achron. First, the Mariyas and the Rosh Hashulchan. However, we had two other approaches that took the Sefer Haredim very seriously. Who was that? In the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, he writes as follows. In the Tshuvas Ksav Sofer, he writes that there is a mitzvah on the Jew, on the Yisraelim to be blessed, but that's only when the Kohanim are mechuyev. It's kind of like, it's not that they're assist men or they're accessories. It's much more than that. But they play a backup role in the sense, only when Kohanim are mechuyev, then Klal Yisrael are mechuyev to be blessed. You follow me? Let's say he had a Kohen that duchen early in the morning in the Ashkama, and then he's going to duchen again. But he's not mechuyev again. So the chiyuv for the Yisraelim also is not a chiyuv. There's only a chiyuv for Yisraelim to be blessed when a coin in front of them is chayv to do it. You follow me? So that takes the chiyuv a little bit more seriously. Also chisels it down a bit, but it's a much more of a stronger formulation than the first two. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, the chiyuv for Yisraelim to be blessed is only when you have a coin in front of his mechuyev to do it. But if he's already duchen already, then he's not mechuyev to do it again. So then I'm not mechuyev to be there. To listen, you follow me? So it's a backup chiyuv, but it's much more prevalent than just saying it's a misayeya or saying that it's what it's just derech eretz that you should be blessed. You follow me?
But it's also saying that it's not necessarily a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael.
It is a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael only when there's a coin that is mechuyev to say it, Adam. That's why I say he chisels it down a bit, but he does say it is a chiyuv. Okay, and then the last approach was from his father, his Abba, the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says it's full blown. Take the Haredim at first glance in the surface, and that's exactly what he meant. As he writes, the Chassam Sofer says like this, and Levush Mordechai, Hechesha Koin Birek Far Ena Mitzri Karsha Koin Eshel Shel Tzibor, Shiz Barchu, Rak Ayedei Koin Eim Is Barchu Yishluchim Shel Mitzvazu. Kal Yisrael has a Chiv, Kohanim have a Chiv, but the Kal Yisrael's Chiv is so independently strong, is he, that even if you have a coin that what? Even if you have a coin that's already duchen already, he's got to what? He's like their shliach, so they should be blessed. That doesn't impinge upon their chiyuv, even though he's duchen already. So he takes the charedim very seriously, and it's a real chiyuv on what Klai saw to be blessed.
So they should, if there's no coin in the meeting, they should go and get one?
Yes. They should try. Well said. They definitely should try. According to that fourth formulation, that would be correct. So what are the some nafkaminas? So one nafkamina would be exactly like you just said. One nafkamina would be according to the what? According to the first two approaches, that they're messiah, but no one's there. Or according to the approach that you just have to have derech eretz, but no one's giving the bracha. And even according to the third approach, the only one they're mechuyev, but no one's there. According to the fourth approach, it would seem like you should try to get a kohen. That's number one nafkamina. Number two nafkamin I want you to get. Let's say you have a kohen that refuses the duchen. What do we do to him? So the prima gadim says you give him makas martis. You beat him up. What about a Yisrael that doesn't want to stay in shul to be blessed? Do you beat him up as well? So according to the first two approaches, you would not give him makas martis. Makas martis means a rabbinic flogging. According to the last two approaches, you would. So that's another nafkamin I want you to get. And a third nafkamin we talked about. Third nafkamina we talked about is you have a tumtum andrigonus, who's a suffix of a woman. So, halacha lemaisa, what do you do in this case? So the Prima Gadim says you shouldn't go up to Duchen, because there might be a woman in this Isser for a czar to go up and to say the bracha. But what happens if you make a Tanai? The Tanai being that if on the tzad that he's not a zachar, you know, a tumtum andrigonus, then he's not mechav l'shem mitzvah. So, is that okay or not? So according to Lamaisa, the first two approaches that we said, maybe it would be okay. Halacha Lamaisa. Maybe it would be okay, because it's not, you know, a full-blown bracha. But according to the last two approaches, where it's a full-blown bracha, maybe what? Maybe Lamaisa would not be okay to do this, because you're really risking something. Halacha Lamaisa, you're really risking something. And if you're a czar, you shouldn't really go up there at all, Halacha Lamaisa. Maybe it would shed light on that. shouldn't be baldias l'duchen any yisur. Why is it totally whether the Klal Yisrael is mevarach or not? It's totally whether the Suvik Zar, so Suvik Zar can't give the Kohen, he should be in the audience to receive the bracha. But if it's not considered to be serious that it's full-blown, then maybe you don't have such an isser. But if it's a full-blown thing, then maybe you can entertain it being a problem. Yes, go ahead, Adam.
Maybe explain the Chassam Sofer again?
Yeah, the Chassam Sofer was the fourth formulation, right? And also the Vush Mordechai. Once you get that down, the Vush Mordechai and the Chassam Sofer. They took it very seriously, and they said that there is a real chiyuv on Klal Yisrael to be blessed, to the degree that if the Kohen already had Duchen already, the Kohen is kind of like just a utensil, receptacle, a conduit that they should get their bracha. But it's not; it's totally detached from these, from the Kohanim. You follow me? I don't really care whether the Kohen Duchen already. I could care less. The fact is what? You're here in Shul Duchen for us. And you're the conduit of us fulfilling our bracha. Okay? Whereas according to the third approach, that would not be true at all, right? Ksav Sofer is going against the Lush Mordechai and the Chassam Sofer. Okay, that answers number 17, guys. Let's go. Number 18. Let's move. Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
With Gerbil's son, do women have the same fear?
What'd you say?
Are women and men the same? Do they have the same fear in terms of Gerbil's son?
Oh, so that would be, thank you, Izzy. That would be another nafkamina. Thank you very much. According to what? According to the third and fourth approach, women would not be mechuyev per se. Well, why not? Because I don't know. Maybe you could say it's a mitzvah sheshe b'zman groma. What was the first approach? First approach.